Okay, welcome to the Friday edition of the Investigative Journal, and today I have a great show for you, 2 hours. The first hour we're going to bring back Kevin Abrams, the author of The Pink Swastika, to finish up a part two interview. We interviewed Kevin yesterday for an hour and just didn't have time to get into some of the very interesting things we're talking about the militant gay pederast movement in our government and what that really is all about, how it's led to this pedophilia outbreak, in many more things regarding the pink swastika. And also, Kevin's written something called Slave Ship America. We're going to get into that, discussing how you can break your chains from this corporate system. And in the second hour, Richard Mankemeyer is going to come on for the first half hour. And I rarely do this on this show, but I want to for one half hour today. We talk intellectually here about many things regarding the New World Order and the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. But we never talk about survival if something really does happen in this country where many of our services are taken away from us. So Richard runs a nationwide survival center and is going to bring to the table a number of things you can do as far as food, water, and other things to protect yourself and your family for an extended period of time if your normal services are suspended. So that'll be a good half hour. The last half hour, like I said, I started something on my website called the Email of the Week. And I get hundreds of emails each week, and so I decided to pick out one that I thought was good and then interview the person on Friday in the last portion of the show. So Walt Stickle will be with me, a long-haul truck driver who realizes that the Vatican and the Jesuit Order are the real masterminds behind what's happening in the world today and what's happened for centuries. See, you know, we're only put on this planet for about 60, 70 years, and we're not expected to understand everything, and how can we? There are many people out there in the media who think they do, have a lot of big mouths and a lot of big ideas, especially in the mainstream media. But they're really fall short on really what's happening. And how can you expect to understand everything in the short period of time that we're here? We're only expected to try and understand and to open our minds up and to find a path that's going to lead us to a better life and to a better afterlife. And that's what we try to do here. So we make no pretenses about having a corner on the truth like some other people I know do in this business. All we have here is a chance for many people whose voices have been suppressed to have their voice heard, and that makes me feel good. Yesterday I was on a show, this was a new show, a maiden broadcast. I was a guest for 2 hours on a show by Hamza Sid Catlett Bey is his name, and he's a former Notre Dame University graduate, a former basketball player, and an NBA player who's now got his own show. Started yesterday, a great 2 hours. I'll put that on my website at galactic7radio.com. And Sid's quite a guy, and I really plug it. I want to plug his show because he talks about a lot of things I do and comes from a similar background. The Holy Cross Fathers were our teachers. So anyway, Sid Catlett's show on Galactic 7 Radio, I'll have it on my website so you can listen to myself as a guest for 2 hours, and it was quite enjoyable. I'll be back right after this message with Kevin Abrams on the Investigative Journal.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
I'm walking towards Washington.
Walk until peace has come.
Okay, we're back for our first segment with Kevin Abrams, our second part interview. Kevin, how are you today?
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm anxious to get back at what we talked about yesterday, and I want to leave it up to you to start off where you think appropriate, whether it be to recap what you said about the militant gay pederasts or to embark on something new. So go ahead.
Well, you know, you were pointing out that you wanted to discuss some of the subjects that were brought up on my webpage, Slave Ship America, Amistad Slave Ship America, and I think that some of those issues are very important for the future of America, Americans, the American people as a free people, and Canada and so forth, the free world itself, the dignity and stature of human beings as sovereign individuals, as masters of their destiny, and basically to clarify some of the illusions, to dispel some of the illusions and misconceptions that we live our lives through. And one of those deceptions, of course, is this whole concept of fiction, legal fiction, administrative fiction, and so forth, corporate fiction. The idea of government as a corporation, or the control and power of corporations over the body politic, which has occurred in America and Canada today. Otherwise, we have no the monetary system, for instance, is a fiat money system. The Federal Reserve is not a as Aaron Russo has discovered in his recent film From Freedom to Fascism, which is excellent, by the way. And your listeners haven't seen it yet, they should certainly make an effort, all efforts to do so. They've discovered that the Federal Reserve, for instance, is not a federal bank in the sense of it being an American bank. It's a consortium owned by a consortium of bankers who control the Federal Reserve and dictate policy. The president in his election of the president of the Federal or the chairman of the Federal Reserve, like Alan Greenspan, is given a list of names, and from that he selects the person or appears to select the person that that is put in that position, that top position at the Federal Reserve. But primarily, the individual is selected by from behind the scenes. The Federal Reserve has never been audited by any American auditing authority, so we don't know the inner workings of the Federal Reserve. It basically has no reserves. The only reserve it has is the collateral that is offered up by the productive energies of the people of the United States. They have been co-opted into surreptitiously co-opted into becoming guarantors for the national debt as it created by the Federal Reserve, which can create as much money as it wants because it's a fiat currency. It has no backing. For instance, it's not even there. The currency that's in circulation, dollars, for instance, a dollar historically referred to a measurement of silver. It was like a quart of milk. You had a dollar of silver, and the original gold coin in America was referred to as an eagle of gold. And these were specific quantity or weight of gold, 1 ounce of gold and 300 and some odd grains of silver in a dollar of silver. So we use language in a way today, like we refer to our pieces of paper that we carry around, Federal Reserve notes. They're actually Federal Reserve pieces. They're not even a note, really, because they removed two of the basic ingredients for a lawful note from the currency, which is the bearer on demand was removed from the currency, which completes the terms or the requirements. Meets the requirements for the legal definition of a note, which means that you must have a creator and you must have a payee. Creator would be the U.S. Treasury Department or the Canada, as it were. And the payee would be to the bearer, and the time frame would be on demand, and then, of course, the amount would be $10 or $20 or $100, whatever. So two of those basic ingredients for a note are removed from the currency. So now the currency is no longer a note. The certificates are no longer notes. The Federal Reserve certificates, I guess, is what you could refer to them as being properly. We must define things for what they are. Must be clear about what we're dealing with, so that we don't create problems in terms of clarity and understanding, and eliminate the contradiction between substance and form, and so forth. And we refer to this this clarity as a kind of a messianic aspiration, that in the days of the Messiah that everything shall be clear, that falsehood should melt away, and that, that there be no problem in making the discernment between falsehood and truth. But there are so many mechanisms in place now that are misleading, that are confusing, that we have been consumed by them. We have adopted all these illusions as being real. And as a consequence, they're creating much more serious problems in terms of our personal authority and power as sovereign people, and our ability to make our governments, hold our governments, our officials accountable for the for their duties as representatives of the people, and not becoming masters of the people. And America certainly was founded by masters, and the definition of a master is one who is compensated for his skills and labor, and actually a master is a capitalist, meaning that his labor and his skills produce capital. It's his capital, it belongs to him, and it doesn't belong to someone else. So every person, from a potter to a shoemaker to anybody that produces wealth, is a capitalist, because basically a master has a direct claim by the virtue of his creative energy, his labor or his tools, the amount of money that he has vested in his tools, has a direct claim upon the capital that he produces. It's not owned by, as today we see so much of this intellectual capital is owned by the corporation that has in its employ a servant. So the servant doesn't even own his own intellectual capital, and it's even extended off the job site, so to speak, so that intellectual capital becomes possession of the corporation. And by definition, a corporation has no life of its own, serves only itself, and has no capacity for moral and ethical action of independent volition. Only free will men and women have this capacity for moral and ethical action of independent volition. But corporations cannot do any service to that, cannot address that. There is no remedy. There is no moral or ethical remedy. Technically, there may be people within the context of a corporation that respond to moral and ethical concerns, but by nature, a corporation doesn't have that capacity. So if your government is a fiction and your monetary system is a fiction, it's a fiat currency, it's a fiction. There's nothing real about it. The claim on energy into the future, the claim on labor into the future. So the IRS works hand in glove with the Federal Reserve as its collection agency. The IRS becomes a collection agency for the IRS in terms of, or for the Federal Reserve in terms of it becomes a social control mechanism. At the same time, collecting what is purported to be the interest or the toll, the rent on the money that the Federal Reserve puts into circulation, which is owned by them. These are Federal Reserve notes, and is put into circulation as one of their machinations to control the comings and goings of people and the currency in terms of the current, the energy in society is controlled by those who have control of the monetary system. If it's a fiat system, if it's a real money system, then basically people have a claim upon real wealth, like a dollar represents a dollar, a measurement of silver. An eagle is an eagle, and basically, or a certificate, silver certificate, and so forth. And people have claims on real wealth, and they have control of their own destiny, their masters in their own home. But when you have fiat currency, it's like having a light switch on your door, or a light switch on your community, or a light switch on the nation, or your government. The light switch can be turned on and off whenever someone decides that it needs to be turned on or off. So you can create boom and bust cycles, and it's really quite a simple process. And it's like Rothschild once said, he says, give me control of a nation's money, issuing a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws, because money itself becomes a law unto itself. And so you have no oversight of that type of power in a legislative or a representative, we the people, for the people type government. This just doesn't exist, because the power of money is so great that it controls the energy of the people. It manipulates the energy of the people. It manipulates the it sets the precedence for what will be financed and what won't be financed. And government has an unlimited source of fiat energy, energy into the future that it can draw upon to further its whatever corporate projects or whatever projects it has in mind. So you can push for any type of war, or you can make war, unlimited war, when you have the unlimited capacity to issue fiat currency. There's just no accountability. So basically, the American people lost control of their government when the Federal Reserve came into existence, because there's no oversight. And as we already know, the Federal Reserve has never been audited. It's not subject to the government. So it can provide whatever agencies in government, whatever funding, whatever amount of funding that they require. Now,
you know, and you make a good point. We're going into a break here as soon as the music comes up. I want to get at something that's really important, and that is I think if we discussed this openly with the American people and they understood exactly how the Federal Reserve was created, it would be unanimously abolished. Mm-hmm. If the American people understood really what was going on, how wars were orchestrated, I think our government would be changed over immediately. And we can go on and on with this analogy, but I want to talk about how we may be able to get at a change. Let's come back in 3 minutes and discuss that on the Investigative Journal with Kevin Abrams, author of The Pink Swastika.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Broken lines, broken strings. Broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking, everything is broken.
Okay, we're back, and let me tell you something. I love radio. My producer says, when can we get to these calls? We got callers calling, and I said, we will get to them in the second half hour. Jeff in Massachusetts, you called first, so hold on. Don't worry, we're going to take some calls in the second half hour. My guest, Kevin Abrams, is with me for the second hour. Well, no, he's with me today, and he's been with me yesterday for the first hour. Well, listen, for a second here, we got about a seven-minute segment here. Let's kind of have some fun and put on a detective hat, or let's say a hat of a prosecutor or his investigative team, a good prosecutor, by the way, who wants to get at the truth. And you come to me with this, you as an investigator, Kevin, come to me with this information about the Federal Reserve. And you tell me how criminal it is and what it's doing to the American people. I have another guy sitting next to me doing the same thing about the war in Iraq. I have another guy doing the same thing about 9/11. I have another guy doing the same thing about the pedophilia ring. I have another guy doing the same thing about, we can have scandal after scandal. And I sit there as the lead investigator, and I throw my hands up, and I say, boys, we're all tiptoeing around the tulip patch here. We're going to be fighting these guys. What do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish here, guys? Do we want to bring down the real leaders of the New World Order and the Illuminati? Because I think they're all working together, and it's not a big group of people that are orchestrating all these things. And one of the things that everyone brings to me is all these problems, but I want to know how deep this goes. Now, one real investigator and police detective came on this show recently, Jim Rothstein from the New York Police Department, retired, and said that he has categorical evidence, without a doubt, that the pedophile ring goes right to former Cardinal Spellman, now Cardinal Egan, and right to the Vatican and all the minions that work there, work under them in our government, the higher places. And every time he's tried to bring up an investigation, it's been quashed by Morgenthau, the DA in New York. Now, the same thing happens when we try to do the Federal Reserve problem. Kennedy gets killed. When we try to get to the problems of the war in Iraq, what happens? We end up hearing information about all the information about Bush doctoring WMD, but that falls by the wayside because Congress is bought and paid for. And I ask you, Kevin, as the guy talking here about this problem, how do we get to these guys? Do you have any ideas?
Well, number one, power doesn't necessarily reside in secrecy. It resides in knowledge. So we have to have good knowledge. We have to have a good foundation from which to govern ourselves and to act. Number two, the corporation in the United States was given the status of a person or a natural person, was given the authority and rights of a natural person in American law in the latter part of the 19th century through a Supreme Court decision by Supreme Court Justice Waite. Just one person made that change, and that one change has created an incredible amount of change in terms of the body politic and the makeup of the American system of government. It has undermined the constitutional government. Originally, corporations were given a limited charter, and they came up for review. They didn't have an eternal lifespan. Now we have corporations, and Rome being the master corporate fiction or master pretense, because we're dealing with Roman civil law or administrative law. Now you have what's being combined with Roman civil law and Anglo or English admiralty law or British admiralty law. Eldon Warman, who has a website which I'm going to refer you to, and I think that your listeners will be very interested in the material that he's been able to put together on his website, uncovers some of the issues that that we can only briefly touch on your program. His website is dtaxcanada.org. That's dtaxcanada.org, and in there he'll explain to you how the British how British Admiralty law has been amalgamated with the Roman civil law, and now what we're dealing with is an amalgam or a synchronicity of British Admiralty and Roman civil law. So we have to identify the problems clearly. And we have to begin to challenge the illusion that has been erected for us to govern our own personal lives, like I said, and to respond to government and to, for instance, the corporation. What is the corporation? Corporation is a legal fiction. It's not a real person, but it's become more powerful than a constitutional citizen. A free will man or woman, because they live longer. And it's like Rome. It's a multi-generational. It lives for generations. It's lived for, you know, Rome as a body politic, as a corporation has lived far beyond any person has ever. And every person that comes into the world, every free will man or free will woman, they have to learn the same lessons over and over and over again. We have to
right,
learn.
And when you take a corporations class in law school, you learn very quickly that the corporate structure has the same rights as a person, and that is drilled into you over and over again. That's a course that everybody needs to understand, that corporations is taught in every American law school, and it tells you exactly what Kevin's trying to say. Kevin, we're going to come back, continue on, take a couple of phone calls back after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, we're back for the second half hour, and I just wanted to mention this, that yes, in law school, in American law schools, every law student will take about a year worth of corporation law, and it's a class that lasts about a year, and I went through it myself, and when I passed it, by the way, and when I was done with it, I really wanted to be a corporation more than a person, to be honest with you, because they have really more rights than people. And that's when you leave law school with that idea that, boy, that's a great system they've created here. Boy, I can protect all my money. I don't even have to be a person anymore. I can hide behind the corporate veil, as they say. And that's what many people do. It is a system that needs to be changed. But, boy, how to do it in this entrenched American system now is difficult. One other thing I wanted to mention was that we're going to take a couple phone calls. So, Jeff, I will get to you. But I wanted to ask my guest, Kevin Abrams, to tell our listeners again how they can get his book, The Pink Swastika, and also where they can read about many other things he writes about. Go ahead, Kevin.
Pink Swastika comes up for sale on the on Amazon.com. Go there for one source. The other source is, of course, you can connect through my webpage, slaveshipamerica.com. At the bottom, there's a link to the Pink Swastika on the web that you can read HTML or download for your own reading you know, and also order the hard copy through through that website.
I wanted to say, are you finished, or do you have more information?
Yes, that's basically it.
I wanted to say one thing, and what I wanted to mention was I think Americans would find this interesting and how all this connects. That we were talking about yesterday control and how the Vatican tries to control and exploit souls, and we discussed many of their evil doings regarding being the spiritual controllers of the New World Order. And I think it would be interesting for them to also know that this connects to the Federal Reserve too, because they have an interest with their vast wealth that's always covered up. They were instrumental in creating the Federal Reserve, their influence and power, their knowledge of banking going all the way back to the Knights Templars in ancient times. But what I'm getting at is this: all of this connects together. And that's where I think people really need to focus on, and I think where a lot of people fall short is they begin to focus in one area while the enemy is working in another area. And I think we need to understand how this all ties together. What's your thoughts on that?
My thought is that it's all about control of energy, and we have to reclaim our status as free will men and women. Otherwise, you went to law school and you learned about limited liability. Well, the free will man has full liability. It's only through having full liability that you can claim full authority. Responsibility of action is juxtaposed with full authority of in terms of your free will man. If you don't claim your responsibility, then you have no power and no authority as a free will man. So the corporation enables you to skirt that, to avoid responsibility, to avoid moral and ethical responsibility, and that's why corporations are so bad. They can appear to be moral. They can set up their own code of ethics to facilitate a smooth operation of the corporation and so forth, but never are they, or do they have the capacity to behave in a moral and ethical fashion. They're just, that's not their character. They're self-serving entities, and they're self-perpetuating entities, and they serve only themselves. They don't serve the public. And so if your government becomes a corporate fiction, then they're serving only itself. It's not serving the people of the country, which is what the people are noticing about their government more and more, is that, hey, this is not a representative government formed by the people. This is the government formed by itself, and the people are formed by the government. They've been totally inverted. So we have to reclaim our status as masters, as full liability people who have full authority, and we, as free will men and women, we create government, and the government is subject to our moral and ethical conscience.
Boy, and I can see all the people in the halls of our government and in the highest religious organization cringing when you say this, because the last thing they want is free will men and women running around their supposed land in their kingdom, and is the way they view it. What they want are people that are slaves to them. And that's exactly what you are, Americans, because the most dangerous thing, like we talked about yesterday, is to think you're free when you're not. You become even a bigger slave, and that's exactly what they've done to you. They're manipulating you to make you believe you're free. I want to get my caller, Jeff from Massachusetts. He's been holding a long time. Jeff, do you have a question or comment for Kevin Abrams?
Yes, I do. number one, great book, The Pink SWAT Sticker. I read it, very good. And here's my question and comment, which is, I believe that the Federal Reserve will be instrumental in collapsing this country. And I'll tell you why, because you're right. It's a fiat system. What happens if our dollars hyperinflate like that of the German Deutschmark back in pre-Nazi Germany? What then? When the money runs out, the people riot in the streets for food, and then martial law gets put into place. And then what? Do you see America turning into something like a Nazi Germany or a communist Russia? What's your take on that?
I've heard that they have a new currency in place to be introduced when they do collapse the Federal Reserve notes.
Really?
Yes, and I also think that there are alternative systems. For instance, up in Canada, there is a small community in a place called Salt Spring Island. They've developed their own local. There are other mechanisms that could be developed. You know, the human being is the most adaptable species on the planet, and it's through our creative ability and through our capacity for sourcing solutions and remedies to man's problems that we live and we survive. So I don't think that we also have a saying that for every problem, when every problem arises, the remedy was born. So I don't see that that the collapse of the Federal Reserve and Federal Reserve notes is going to be, it could cause some turmoil and some chaos, but I don't think it needs to be as cataclysmic as what we might imagine. The authoritarian police state concept where the economy collapses and this sort of thing, that's always a danger. When the economy collapses and there's chaos in the street, it creates a pretext for an authoritarian police state to impose itself and for the powers that be to come down. People want to return to order. They don't want chaos. The powers that be, the corporations, the people that want to do business, they want to return to order. They don't want chaos unless it serves their purpose, of course. So it's a balancing act, and I think right now we're at a stage where good information, dissemination of good information, accurate information is very important. And I don't think that the Federal Reserve is only one system of currency management, and there are other options. I don't think that we're left in the dark on that.
Oh, Kevin. Also with that, what about the possibility of when this chaos does come? Which could be through the Federal Reserve or through oil. Then you have foreign troops come in over the Mexican border and invade this country while the chaos is going on.
Mm-hmm. No, that's always a possibility too. I mean, that's the fifth column, and basically, I've heard it said that of course Mexico is by the majority Catholic in orientation. And so if the Vatican, if that's part of the game plan, well, then certainly that's being implemented. I don't have all the answers. I only have the information and understanding that I have. And we collectively, not to suggest that we should have a collective, but collectively we pool our knowledge and we pool our remedies, our ideas, and hopefully we'll find the path to go down through the confusion and chaos and so forth. We need to find another route, because there's certainly the way we're going right now is not going to produce good results.
You know, Jeff, I know you read the pink swastika. Since you have this opportunity, any questions to Kevin about it? Jeff, are you there? I think Jeff dropped off the line. Okay, I just wanted to give him the opportunity to ask some questions about your book, The Pink Swastika. Anything you want to, we got about maybe 20, 17 minutes left. Anything you want to pick up as far as what we didn't cover in The Pink Swastika, Kevin?
There's a lot to be covered in The Pink Swastika. I mean, it's a huge resource for people who are doing research. I think that even, you know, as a complementary book to The Pink Swastika, I think that people sourcing out the research of Dr. Judith Reisman is very important, because Dr. Reisman documents how American law was undermined, how the American Constitution was undermined through financing from the Rockefeller Foundation as a philanthropy, if you can imagine. Here you have a contradiction between substance and form. You have a monetary trust posturing as a philanthropy and corrupting American culture and unseating the established moral and ethical constitution of the American Constitutional Republic, and basically using by today's lax standards, using somebody who is involved in sex crimes as the father of the American sexual revolution. You know, the whole American sexual revolution of the 60s and the whole gay rights movement is predicated upon a massive fraud, scientific fraud, by Alfred Kinsey, who basically fabricated a scientific pretext to be utilized by members of the American Legalist Institute and the American Bar Association and the Justice System of America to detach America from its constitutional moorings and to have the courts defer more to the new science, so to speak, than to measure future American laws and so forth and the model penal code, et cetera, by the rigors of the American Constitution.
I want to get into Kinsey, so why don't you tell us what you've researched about him?
Well, Alfred Kinsey was involved in, for instance, timing orgasm in young babies down as young as 6 months old. This is documented in Judith Reason's book, Kinsey, The Crimes and Consequences, The Red Queen and the Grand Scheme. I have a link to her site on my site, Slave Ship America. Just go to author's articles, and you'll see a link to her website. And also, you'll be able to read Chapter 7 of her book online. It's well documented. Her sources are all there. Kinsey was probably what I would refer to as being the Bilam of America. And Bilam, in biblical terms, was the occultist, the sorceress, who was called upon by the king of Midian to curse the Jewish people because the Jewish people had entered into his territory back during the time of the Exodus, and he wanted to eradicate the Jews from his dominion. And so he called upon Bilam to curse the Jewish people from an occultic perspective. And Bilam said, I cannot curse what I cannot curse, what God will not allow me to curse, because they're under divine sanction. Otherwise, the divine presence hovers over them. The Shekhinah, we look at it as the Shekhinah, the Spirit of God hovers over them, and I'm not allowed to. You see, even on the side of evil, they're familiar with God. They know that God exists, that God is a reality, that God is true. But they work on the other side. They work the other side of the fence. And so he said, I can't curse them. But in the end, he gave them some advice. He gave to the king of Midian some advice. Balak was his name. And he said, even though I can't curse them, he said, you can set up stalls in the marketplace where the Israelite men, when they come to buy cotton, and they can be seduced, and they can be seduced into acts of avodah zarah or idolatry. And it's through this that you'll eventually be able to cause the moral collapse of Israel through sexual corruption and so forth, that this will cause the Shekhinah, or the divine presence, to flee. So this is a very important principle, is that divine presence, God is a holy God, and he cannot dwell in the midst of tumah, or sexual impurity. He cannot dwell in the midst of humanly contrived impurity. So the Shekhinah, the divine presence, is forced to withdraw. Okay? So, mm-hmm. So whereas the American people might ask for God's blessing and say, well, they will want God's blessing in their future and in their lives, may America, you know, God bless America and all these things, there's a reciprocal response that must be there for God to bless America, and that is that the American people must bless God. They must affirm the reality and truth of God in their daily lives and in their interactions with their fellow human beings and in their relationship with their Maker. Because one's highest loyalty in life is to that which gives us life itself. And so you have to question that. Well, what is that? And so you pursue a course of knowledge, a course of research, understanding, and you come to some interesting insights. And so that which gives us existence is that which we must more affirm. So which is it? Is it the state or is it God?
Okay. Good point. Yeah.
So does the state, now the state creates fiction. They create straw men through which they cause us to attach our free will status. And it's through this machination of creating fictions and getting us to attach ourselves to them and making us believe that we are the fiction, that they gain control of us. And how do they cause us to fall? They cause us to fall through the sexual revolution of the 60s, because the sexually corrupt people causes the divine presence, divine countenance, to withdraw. The divine countenance is removed from the faces of the people. Now they become slaves because they're slaves to their passions. They're slaves to corruption, whatever it is. So that was the rule, that was the plan of Bilam. He said to Balak, he said, give the Jewish people this idea that they can be free and that they can engage in all kinds of sexual license and that things will be better, and then you'll have them. Then you can destroy them. Well, there was a battle that ensued, and basically because of the zealous righteousness of one person, one of the tribe of the Levi, one of the priestly caste, he slew Zimri and Cozbi, a Midianite princess and an Israelite prince, in an act of sexual corruption. And through this, a war ensued. There were some 23,000 people that were killed in the battle that ensued. But Israel was redeemed, and basically, the spiritual Moses didn't know how to respond. So it was Pinchas. He received what we referred to as the Brit Shalom, the covenant of peace.
Kevin, I'm going to have to break in right here. We have to take a three-minute break, come back for our final segment. We'll be back on the Investigative Journal in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back, and my guest is Kevin Abrams. He's written a book called The Pink Swastika. I did want to get to Jay in New Jersey. You're on the Investigative Journal. Go ahead, Jay. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I had to get past that blast of noise. I've got a question that's kind of bothered me for a while, and it involves the gay issue. It appears we have 2 groups of gay people in this world. You know, one of the gay monsters that seem to kill everybody, and the others are the clueless gays that just sing and dance and make trouble. I was wondering if your guest has any distinction about the two. I mean, it does not seem they're exactly connected. One seems to be a scapegoat for the other, actually.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I spoke about that yesterday. The community of the elite in Nazi Germany or in pre-Nazi Germany was the militant gay pederast organization. It eclipsed Magnus Hirschfeld's group. Magnus Hirschfeld was an effeminate Jewish homosexual physician, and he founded the Institute of Sexology and the Scientific Humanitarian Committee for the Emancipation of Homosexuals and Identification of Homosexuals as a Third Sex or a Woman in a Man's Body and so forth. He was doing what was referred to as scientific research into sexual abnormal or anomalies. And the repeal of Section 175 of the German Penal Code, which dealt with homosexual crime. So it's in that climate of emancipation and tolerance that the Adolf Brandt group eclipsed the Magnus Hirschfeld organization, and he had to flee for his life. They destroyed his library and destroyed 40,000 files containing documentation of sexual crimes amongst the Nazi rank and file. So, yes, there was this split in Germany between the two factions, and the Nazi faction rose to power. The first prisoners in concentration camps were referred to as homosexuals were originally identified with the Brown Triangle, as referred to by Willy Fritscher in his book. I just can't recall the title at the moment. So there is that split, and there's still that split today because you have the Femmes and you have the Butches. You have the more militant, brutal faction. But the etiology is very similar. Otherwise, the origins of the roots of the homoerotic dysfunction, the gender dysfunction, is very similar. One is an overcompensation, and one is just basically the adoption of more of a feminine persona. So, yeah, and the Butch faction hates or despises the effeminate or the femmes because they often refer to them as emasculated gossips, and they perceive themselves as being ubermenschen or supermen, and more powerful or more ruthless and this type of thing. So, yeah, there's a brutal side, and then there's a more creative and expressive side that you see, you know, that is more obvious in artistic circles. And previously, years ago, I used to work in the United States, and I worked with people on the artistic side of the field. So, yeah, you're right. There is a
split. Does that answer your question, Jay?
Pretty much. I don't think that's a question that can ever really be answered, knowing things like the Franklin cover-up and the most bizarre things that ever happened. They all seem to go back to a group, and it's the group that never gets caught for anything. They're definitely amongst us.
No, well, there's a lot of predators. There's a predatory side to the community, a very predatory side, and so there are builders and plunderers. Actually, that difference, that distinction transcends all other differences. There are only builders and plunderers in the world. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or a Catholic or a Jew or a non-Jew or an atheist. It doesn't matter. That transcends all the other distinctions. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Quest for Meaning or Doctor of the Soul, identifies this split. He came out of Auschwitz, survived Auschwitz.
Jay, thanks for calling. We're all out of time. And Kevin, thanks for being on the show. I really enjoyed it. Get Kevin Abrams' book, The Pink Swastika. And, Kevin, thanks again.
Another site, nomorehoaxes.com.
Okay, another site for Kevin, nomorehoaxes.com. Thanks again. We'll be back after this short message with my next guest on the Investigative Journal.